Maria Dudzek. It's now 22 minutes after 8. And this morning, we are joined by Ashley Hackert. She is a dietitian with Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center, here to give us some nutrition tips, recipes, things to think about during this holiday season to make things, I guess, a little healthier.
Great.
Is that a good plan?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So it is, it seems like a lot of times people, you know, shall we say, maybe overindulge, but also want to plan for the new year and sort of that traditional, let's, you know, make a resolution to sort of change things. But obviously it's best if you have a plan, I guess, year round.
Absolutely. I think, like you just mentioned, the biggest thing is really trying to plan ahead for the holidays. I think a lot of individuals might think, you know, let's try to save up those calories in the morning before going and having that big meal. However, studies have shown that, you know, people tend to almost overindulge then when you're trying to save up those calories initially. Another big thing is trying to just grab something before you head out to that party or have that bigger meal. So finding some sort of snack to bring along with you or having it beforehand. So something simple like maybe an apple with some peanut butter or something protein rich. So some nuts or cheese and crackers, trying to really get in that extra protein and also something fiber rich before you might go to that meal and have that those wonderful other holiday foods that you can enjoy.
But I'm guessing also not too many crackers and cheese. I mean,
correct.
What I guess is a serving, or how many,
sure.
Or how much should you have?
I think maybe, you know, having a small portion of crackers, so maybe 5 to 6 crackers, and then a little bit of cheese to go with it. So more of that smaller snack size that you think of before that meal, just to kind of have you be ready before you're heading off to that meal and just, you know, getting that little filling before you go.
And with everything now often so much packaged, like people just living on packaged foods, quick types of foods, are there some smarter choices there, or perhaps things you can do to steer clear of a lot of prepackaged things with a lot of salt and sugar and fat and all that?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing there is trying to prepare something healthy, where maybe you could put in some alternative substitutions to those meals that you're doing. So adding in something like a Greek yogurt or a sour cream or a skim milk versus a whole milk as an alternative to some of those other heavier whipping creams or sauces or things of that sort. And then also just looking, if you're looking at that sodium content, trying to keep it below about 140 milligrams of sodium would be a good kind of point to keep in mind if you're looking at a label.
And that's pretty tough. If you look at labels, a lot of it is 800 milligrams.
It is. Unfortunately, a lot of our packaged and processed foods do have that additional sodium. So the more leaner meats you can choose, or the more whole foods, I like to say, is the best way to go.
How are there any tips to kind of avoid the candy tray?
I think the biggest thing is to try to, I would say, survey their room or look at all of your options. And I wouldn't say that you have to avoid those foods, but try to stay mindful. Think about maybe choosing 3 of those not so healthy foods to choose from and try those. And then maybe look at the healthier options and try to keep more of half of your plate, more of those healthful options. So I wouldn't say avoid them altogether, but try to think mindfully about the choices that you're making.
Are there maybe some traditional things served in the during the holidays that those actually are good choices and these are not good choices, so to speak, of you know, should you go for the dressing or should you go for the mashed potatoes, or what maybe are healthier options for you?
Absolutely. I was kind of think of, we think of something called the plate method. So trying to look at your plate and doing certain portions of food accordingly. So options such as your salads or fruits or vegetables, for example, can make up about half of your plate of your Thanksgiving meal. And then a smaller portion, maybe a quarter of your plate, is that protein option that you're looking for. And then the other quarter would be more of your mashed potatoes or more of that starchy. But really trying to focus on more of the whole grain options. So those starches that are more grain, whole grain rich. And then also looking for more of your protein options, because those are the two that will keep you fuller the longest versus going for those more of those quick, simple sugars like your cookies or those mashed potatoes or the juices or sweetened beverages, things like that, that won't keep you full for as long.
Do you have any suggestions on maybe using mashed potatoes as an example, or maybe something that you can do to make them healthier?
Absolutely. Something as simple as adding in the potato skins will give you the additional fiber that will help to keep you fuller and then also help to slow digestion. So just something simple like putting in that the outside of that potato, the skin, or adding in also some additional seasonings and spices instead of adding in that additional cream and salt and pepper, things of that sort, would make it a little bit healthier of a choice.
Well, I think that's interesting just speaking about spices, because that can make a big difference. If you find the right spices, you can avoid the sugars and salts.
Absolutely. So simple spices, I think of the holidays, I think of rosemary or thyme. Adding those in will give you that additional flavor where you don't have to add that salt, like you mentioned. Absolutely.
Are there any things that you're seeing among people just lacking nutrition-wise? Are there any things that people maybe should be getting and really aren't?
I think, you know, during the holidays, you might not want to go for those vegetables or those fruits, but those are the things that really have the great nutritional value. So trying to get in, you know, more of those sweet potatoes or the more colorful items in your Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday festivities that you're having, going for those things with color, because that's where those vitamins and minerals and that those nutritional value comes from.
And do you have any, I guess, recipes that you'd like to share, or anything you can think of that would be, you know, tasty but a good option?
Absolutely. I did bring along some recipe websites that I thought would be of interest. The first one is called Old Ways Nutrition Exchange. And what's really great about it is you can refine your searches with this recipe website. So you can look for if you want holiday recipes or you want a specific meal type. So if you want a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, this website allows you to refine your search to really find that recipe you're looking for. And it also helps, you can look by caloric range, so by the certain amount of calories that you're interested in as well. So that's a great one. And then for anyone that is also looking for like a low carbohydrate or a low sodium recipe, the Diabetes Self-Management website, which is www.diabetesselfmanagement.com, has really great recipes that are already low carbohydrate or low sodium. So those two websites are really great to look for. And then also the other two are Eating Well and AllRecipes.com. Those two have really great holiday recipes, and their main page has a lot of those Thanksgiving or Christmas recipes right on that website.
And it's, I'm guessing, a range of recipes. You mentioned you can look for the one, you can look like caloric content or perhaps fat content, whatever. You can get sort of a feel of, is this a healthy choice or perhaps a little heavier?
Correct. Yep.
Which isn't necessarily bad.
You know, having that smaller portion of it, or, you know, just really enjoying your meal still, but thinking more mindfully about the choices you're making.
Because depriving yourself makes it harder, I would imagine.
It does. Yes.
And how are you seeing, I imagine you have clients, people come into you for nutrition advice. How are things going in the nutrition world? Do you feel people are more aware, or it's getting more problematic now, or any sense of that?
I think it goes both ways. I think people are coming in with more questions just because there's a lot more information published both on the TV, on the internet. So people aren't quite sure where to look for nutrition information. So coming in and seeing a dietitian or meeting with, you know, someone that has a really great background of food and understanding it, I think it's really helpful. And then I think it goes the other way too, is people also aren't as sure of the nutrition information that's out there, just because we're trying to get that information out, but it's not always seen. So it's important to try to learn as much as you can and find that information out, but then meet with someone, like I said, that has that background.
And we're seeing more and more studies that I guess the numbers are increasing. They've also changed the, what do you want to say, the numbers for whether or not you have high blood pressure, things like that. So are there some tips on nutrition for that kind of thing, like maybe helping with blood pressure, diabetes or prediabetes? Other things that we're seeing. Also here, I'm guessing low vitamin D often.
Correct.
So are there some tips, I guess, on maybe if people have certain medical concerns or are heading down the wrong track, how to get back on the right track?
Mm-hmm. Definitely meeting with your doctor and talking about those specific diagnoses are important. But nutrition-wise, I think the biggest thing with higher blood pressure is sodium plays a big role in that. So as we talked about earlier, trying to look for those lower sodium food options and also adding in those healthy seasonings and spices is a great way to help with the higher blood pressure. Diabetes, it's definitely something that's becoming more prevalent in our society. So as we talked about having that really overall mindful plate or having those specific portions of food, so your fruits and vegetables, lower carbohydrate options, proteins, that balanced plate is really important for someone that's looking to follow more of a diabetic diet. And another big one, too, is also chronic kidney disease is becoming more prevalent as well. So phosphorus and potassium are two big ones for that certain disease. So meeting with a nutritionist to talk about those healthful options might be important.
And is it that you need more phosphorus or potassium or less?
Lower phosphorus and potassium. Mm-hmm.
And why would people have high potassium? It just seems like that's not as common. Maybe I'm wrong, but
it truthfully is found common in a lot of foods. So phosphorus and potassium are two nutrients that aren't able to be processed in the kidneys as easily. And so with someone that has chronic kidney disease, your kidneys aren't able to process them out, and therefore you have higher levels. And it's found in a lot of your common foods, dairy products, some fruits and vegetables as well.
And I guess my question, I just hadn't heard people with potassium, high potassium levels, because you always hear about, oh, you know, if your joints hurt or something, your muscles hurt, have a banana or something, you know, add potassium, but it can be bad. Too much of that
it
is
can.
Bad too.
Mm-hmm.
And also the salt substitutes are often, I think it is potassium.
Correct, yes.
So, interesting. So probably important to have that checked periodically, make sure.
It is. Yep. Know. Having your yearly labs is a great way to check those levels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is a call-in show. So if you have questions or comments, you can give us a call, 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. You mentioned that some of those websites, are there other resources available if maybe someone doesn't have access to the internet? We do have some folks out there who don't.
Absolutely. I think the library right across the street here would be a great place to go for recipes. And we can also pass these along to you to have as well. So maybe we could have some printed copies here too.
That'd be great, actually. Mm-hmm. And we will, we do post this on our website. Obviously, if you don't have internet access, you won't see that. But we do post our interviews on our website, krbd.org. And we will put the links to those recipe sites as well, so you can get that information. So again, we're kind of talking holidays because it is that time of year, but your nutrition is something that you should think about, I guess, year round. And you mentioned, you know, the plate method, this and that. What are some of the things that you see really maybe little things people can do to make a step toward going down the right path and improving their nutrition? And I'll admit, I am a sugar fiend, and I am trying to break the sugar habit. And maybe that, like, what are some foods or something that can help someone with a sugar habit or whatever it may be? Any thoughts along those lines?
Sure. I think a great way, something simple to start with, is looking to increase your fiber in your diet. And fiber is something that comes from your whole grain products, or your fruits and vegetables and the skins, or something simple like flaxseed or chia seeds. And so the more fiber you can add into your diet, the more it will keep you fuller throughout the day. You might not have those cravings for a lot of those additional sugar-rich foods. And then I think another great tip is staying hydrated is a big component as well. So, you know, drinking a glass of water or trying to get in about those 8 cups of water per day helps people to, you know, avoid some of those cravings and not get as hungry throughout the day as well. So maybe starting out with those two simple things to get you going for more of a healthful nutrition.
I've heard oftentimes people think they're hungry, but they're actually thirsty.
Correct.
Like dehydrated.
That is right. So, you know, maybe when you're really hungry, you're thinking maybe it's time for a meal. Having that glass of water beforehand can be really important to help help with those cravings.
And you also hear people say, oh, I can't eat carbs. I can't eat carbs. But they're good. There's a lot of carbs. I mean, you know, vegetables are carbs. Things are carbs. So what are, I guess, good carbs, bad carbs?
Sure. I always like to kind of not say there's good and bad, but
okay.
There are definitely better choices that you can choose from. So as I mentioned, more of the whole grain carbohydrates, so things like whole grain breads or whole grain pastas are more healthful choices, or more of those, as you kind of said, those better carbohydrates to choose from. Your fruits and vegetables, I think of anything that breaks down to sugar is what a carbohydrate is. So something, even a fruit or vegetable, can be a good choice of carbohydrate. I would look for your fruits and vegetables with the skins, because once again, that's where that fiber comes in, which helps to make it a little bit better of a choice to choose from. Other carbohydrates that we can think of might be something like quinoa, if you've heard of quinoa. Quinoa is both a really great whole grain carbohydrate option, but it also is a plant-based protein. So that's a fun option that I always like to recommend.
And there are so many different types of grains out there. It's just interesting. Different kinds of, I guess, rices that are actually not rices, but they're grains or whatever. But the grocery stores have such variety now. It's not just here's whole wheat and here's rice or something like that anymore.
Yep. So just going and exploring the grocery store and asking questions, I think, is another big one that, you know, individuals that work at the grocery store would be more than willing to kind of help you find that whole grain section or that rice section you're looking for.
Okay. So some good ideas. It sounds like adding water is always good, making sure you're well hydrated, making sure you're getting enough fiber. And what, maybe you mentioned the whole grains. Are there certain, say, vegetables and fruits that are better fiber choices?
The ones with the skins. So
anyone, though. It's not
anyone.
Like...
Nope. Apples are a great choice. I would say, you know, bananas are one carbohydrate choice for someone that is diabetic that has more sugar content in it. So someone that is looking to count their carbohydrates, bananas are one that a whole banana is a lot more carbohydrates than a smaller or half of a banana. So that's one that I maybe might be careful with.
And I've heard, is it true that sugar content changes depending on how young or old a banana is? I heard something weird like that as they ripen, something happens. But
I'm not quite sure about that one.
Well,
yeah,
I'll look that up. Something strange about how it's there's something, which makes no sense to me, because you would think the sugar is whatever the sugar is. But I don't know. I'll have to look that up. It was something I oddly read. And of course, cookies and things are considered carbohydrates, correct?
They are,
yeah.
Yes.
So any sugar, essentially.
Any sugar. Mm-hmm.
And it's just there are some that are better than others.
Correct. Yep. So more of those, like I said, the ones with the fiber-rich carbohydrates would be the ones that are the better options.
Okay, and we have a few minutes left here. If anyone would like to give us a call, 225-9655, 1-800-557-5723. And we do have a caller. Hang on. Okay, and we have Caesar on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, yes, good morning. What are your views on essential oils to help with your dietary regimen?
That's something that I'm not as familiar with, to be truthful, but I think the essential oils are something that's coming out and are really great. I've heard of a lot of individuals adding them to certain foods even and finding benefits of them. So I don't have a lot of background, but I think it's something that is interesting to explore and to look at.
Okay. All right, thanks. Thanks, Caesar. Yeah, I don't know about that either, and that's an interesting question, and that might be a topic we can look up in the future. I always think of essential oils as something you put on you, but you can also consume them as well.
I've definitely heard of putting them in different foods to add that flavor.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, again, if there's anyone out there with some questions or comments, give us a call, 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. Ashley Hackert here, a dietitian with Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center. And what are any other tips, thoughts that you had that you wanted to bring up this morning?
I think the biggest things, like we shared, is just really trying to plan ahead. And I think prioritize what foods you're looking to have. Like I shared before, kind of maybe enjoying three foods that you're really excited about and maybe aren't as healthful of choices, but things that you are, that you do really want to enjoy. And then having, you know, the rest of your plate, those more healthful options, salads or fruits and vegetables. But overall, just I wish everyone a really happy holidays. Mm-hmm. And I think focusing on, you know, what the holidays are really about, your family, your friends, and just having that time together, thinking about that is really important as well.
So don't worry so much about your plate.
Thank you.
All right. But a good idea, again, to think about some of those things. And if people need some help or nutrition information do you have any free informational materials or people need to make appointments or what can people do?
Absolutely. I just need a referral from a provider to see someone, but I'm always available by phone as well. So if anyone has questions or things that are coming up, feel free to call the hospital and they'll connect you to me. So yeah, feel free.
Okay. And again, we will post a link to those recipe websites that Ashley suggested. And again, thank you so much to everyone who is tuned in right now. And we wish you all the happiest of holidays and do, enjoy them with your family and friends. Thank you so much.
Thanks.